Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of September. Quick reminder, as of the 1st of October, I'll no longer be posting on YouTube. At the moment, we're posting on YouTube and Real Video. As of the 1st of October, only on Real Video. It'll be a good changeover for us. I think everybody will like it. Also, at my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll see a yellow banner scrolling across the top of my homepage. I am looking to retain, hire someone to do marketing for me. This is a paid position for a sales professional. If you're interested, read the banner and then get in touch with me. This is Wednesday, second hour. This is when we visit with my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than 20 years ago to understand, comprehend, become very knowledgeable in the true nature of the international communist threat posed to us. And he's got a website that is jrnyquist.com. You need to check that out. You need his books. You need to read his books. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, a lot going on in the international scene. A lot of concern about what's going on in Syria, where we have major powers with a bunch of 25-year-olds running around in jet aircraft that go more than faster than the speed of sound. That's that's a prescription for disaster when you've got a bunch of youngsters in high-performance jet aircraft facing off against each other, isn't it, sir?
Yes, especially when the anti-air rockets and anti-ground rockets they carry, you flip a switch and it goes a long way to the target now. I mean, it's not like they're looking at each other that closely.
Right. Well, the Russians have hypersonic missiles now, which outperform ours by a magnitude of several times, apparently. And high-performance jet aircraft that outperform ours. They've got what's being called an armada of ships out there in the Mediterranean to launch these aircraft. What I've been telling people, Jeff, is Syria to Russia is like Texas to Washington, D.C. It's their backyard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's within long-range air distance of Russia.
Right.
As you recall, the first airstrikes that the Russians launched in Syria were launched from Russian soil.
Right. Well, it's close, and we bomb the Middle East from my home state of Missouri routinely, but there's refueling that takes place in flight. But it is close, and Russians have a deep water port that's open all year long, obviously, because it's a warm water port. That is, in their opinion, the Russians' opinion, a part of their vital national security interest to make sure they retain ownership and control that deep water port, and they will not allow that to go away, will they?
No, they seem to be very determined to maintain that port in the Mediterranean. They don't really have any other ports in that sea, and it is a strategic sea. If there would be a general war, they would want to be able to interfere with traffic coming out of the Suez Canal. And it's close. It's not that far from the Suez Canal, actually, if you look at the Mediterranean. So it is strategic for them to hold that base.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I think we've made it pretty clear why this is in the vital interest of Russia. What vital U.S. national security interest do we have in supporting ISIS and the terrorists against the government of Syria? I'm kind of mystified here. Can you help me out on that, Jeff?
Well, it's extra strange when you realize there are two ISIS camps in Russia where the Russians are training them. So I think that the Russians want to draw us into these conflicts overseas. They already control not all of the people they're fighting against. I think that the Syrian civil war was legitimate, but what the Russians always do, and their allies are trained to do it too because all of their intelligence people are trained in Russia, is they are trained to create enemy groups that join with the enemy, infiltrate the enemy, take over the enemy. You're going to see more and more in the United States. If you look at the strange behavior of certain conservative politicians and you scratch your head and you say, why did he do that? What is he, we just had John McCain's funeral, and who was praising him? Not conservatives. Leftists were praising John McCain. You know, but he was a Republican conservative senator, ran for president. You know, the thing is everything is not so easy to understand either in our politics or the Middle East. The Russians control both sides in politics and in civil wars and wars. It was true of the Afghan war. A number of the Mujahideen groups were under Soviet control while we were paying them, financing them.
The Russians must have been laughing belly laughs over that.
Well, yeah, and you know, Solzhenitsyn wrote that in Red Square, the Soviet bureaucrats were laughing at our so-called experts on the Soviet Union. They thought it was hilarious. We're fooled by them all the time, and we're led by the nose by them. And, you know, our narrative, you know, mostly the political narrative that has come up here in this country was scripted in Russia, even with a president like George W. Bush, who was trying to do the right thing. 9/11 and the wars that subsequently occurred caused his whole presidency to be guided by the Russians. Because he was caught in a conflict in which, in part, especially in Afghanistan, he had to rely on the Russians for help. And the Russians want President Trump, of course, to be a partner, you know, against Islam. Well, that's a game we can't win. Because if our partner is the Russians and we're going into a conflict, we're going to be set up. That's what's going to happen.
That's right. I agree, absolutely. Well, Jeff, I haven't looked at your website in a couple of days. Have you posted a new article there yet?
I am remiss. I have two articles on Epoch Times, one that came out yesterday, and I have not linked them on my page yet. So I am sorry about that.
Okay.
I should have done that. But I am writing a series for Epoch Times. It is a series about the series is the first one in the series. Well, I wrote about John Brennan, like I told you. But I'm starting a series. The first one's about a short history of communist subversion. And I'm going to go into subversion of the U.S. military and our military strategy, which is fitting for this topic we're talking about now, because I've gotten really into it. And I'm taking a clue from Herbert Hoover and from Diana West. Herbert Hoover wrote in his book that the U.S. military was infiltrated. And, you know, as I go through Hoover's book, Hoover was good friends with Douglas MacArthur. And boy, would I have wanted to be a fly on the wall to know what Douglas MacArthur thought. Because there are serious questions. I think we've discussed it on the show about General George Marshall. And just yesterday, I was reviewing George Marshall's testimony before Senator Ferguson in the Senate investigation of Pearl Harbor that started in November of 1945. The testimony of General Marshall started on December 6, 1945, and went for several days. There's 407 pages of his testimony, and I can tell you it is, from somebody who's now been looking at this, it's fascinating. He's lying about a number of things, and other people have been gotten to lie, because between the time of the Robertson Committee, which initially investigated Pearl Harbor, Robertson was the Supreme Court Justice who was appointed by FDR to sort of whitewash it. There was changes in testimony between the Robertson Committee and the Senate investigation. And thanks to Senator Ferguson, who did such incredible research before he interrogated everybody that came before his panel, that we really got a view of Pearl Harbor. He got probably the most amazing thing is he got Justice Robertson to basically admit that there was a east wind rain message, and that they disposed of it somehow, that they had somehow actually translated and understood what this message meant, and they covered it up. The Army covered it up, and that Marshall had appointed the head of G2 Army Intelligence, a man who was not qualified to be an intelligence chief. That was another thing that came out in Ferguson's questioning of Marshall. So it's fascinating that we've had leaders that are questionable in the past. And I think more and more I study this, the more I realize that Senator McCarthy in his Retreat from Victory book, which is a book about George Marshall, was right. There's something wrong with George Marshall. There's something more that has to be looked at. And the more we look at George Marshall, the more we see what resembles many of American military missteps through Korea and Vietnam, that the Army itself, not just the State Department, not just the Treasury or Agriculture Department, but the Army was infiltrated by communists. And they sabotaged U.S. policy, U.S. military policy strategy, and they hurt our soldiers. And this is so serious. And this has not been, it's not been elaborated properly. You know, and Elizabeth Bentley, I was going over her testimony. She was one of the people that was part of a Soviet spy ring. She, in fact, was in charge. She was helping to manage two Soviet spy rings. She told the Senate in 1953 that there were actually two other Soviet spy rings that she didn't have any details about. So we're talking about four spy rings in Washington at a high level. Only two of them we know about. The other two we don't know anything about. So who was in those? You know, we know Harry Dexter White and Alger Hiss were in the other. Yeah. It's a good question.
I'm going to make a comment here, and I'm not doing this flippantly. This causes me to wonder, and I haven't wondered about this a whole lot, but it caused me to wonder if there was a communist infiltrator, or infiltrators plural, that helped convince the U.S. Army that they should use a 22 caliber rifle made out of plastic called the M16. which they almost had open rebellion in the Marine Corps over being issued that. We called it the Mickey the Mouse gun, by the way. It's been a 50, it's been a half century disaster, and it does make me wonder, you know, why we would issue a 22 caliber rifle to our soldiers to take into combat that's illegal to use for deer hunting because it's not powerful enough. It's just possible. Maybe it is just possible that there were communist agents that helped influence that decision. What do you think?
That's interesting because, you know, I remember in Marine Corps boot camp, the M16 rifle course, we were told if you find an AK-47 on the battlefield, you know, on a commie body, pick it up and take it. You know, that's what we were told.
Right.
And the M16,
right.
I mean, if you used it in Vietnam, I used it in the late 1970s, that rifle overheats. It has cook-off. It's
right.
Terrible to clean because it gets so hot, you know.
Right. Well, I was very fortunate. I didn't have to use that. I had an M14, an M1 carbine, an M1 Thompson. But my buddies who were forced to have, and they were on these, there's something called the Brown Water Navy, which was these PBR river patrol boats. And my buddies were on there, and they always had at least three M16s because the average firefight would last anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, and it would take, you would shoot one M16 till it would jam, pick up the next one and shoot it till it jammed, then pick up the third one, and hopefully it would continue shooting until the firefight was over.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's changed. We're half a century later, and right at, and my friend Sam Andrews has been on this show with me. He gets involved in research and development at some pretty high levels. He says, John, the newest and best M16, M4 carbine still does what they did a half a century ago. Around 300 to 400 rounds, they start jamming. And that's what they do. And that's not acceptable for a combat weapon. So it does make me wonder if there was some communist agents that were helping in making that the standard weapon of the U.S. Army and the Marine Corps.
Yeah, well, you know, what they told us is that it was so high velocity when it first was sent to Vietnam that the bullets would ricochet off of leaves and tops of grass. So that if the enemy were sitting in the grass, they were protected because the bullets would ricochet off the grass and the leaves. So light cover could serve as heavy cover.
That's not a matter of velocity. That's a matter of the weight of the projectile, a 55-grain projectile. It doesn't have enough foot-pounds of energy to penetrate the grass. It just bounces off the grass. I don't want to dwell on that too much longer here, Jeff, but I think we made the point. Now that, you know, for many people out there, they think the AR-15 is just the best thing since sliced bread, and it's the most popular rifle ever sold in this country. But I was ready to sell mine when my grandson said he wanted it, so now it's his, my AR-15 H-bar. But you're right. The many GIs, if they could get their hands on an AK-47, would rather have an AK-47. And it's kind of ironic because one of my jobs in psychological warfare was to get the enemy to distrust their leadership, to distrust their equipment, their supply chains. When you got your own men making fun of their own weapons, you've won half the battle,
mm-hmm.
or lost it, as the case may be.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that you know, you want to disrupt the other side's morale,
right.
You want to shake their confidence in their leaders, and It, what if the communists, even in World War II, you know, wanted this to happen? I believe that the Russians wanted us to lose the Battle of Normandy. I believe they wanted that because they knew at that point in the war that they could own all of Europe, because not only would we not get to Berlin, we wouldn't get to Paris then, and
right.
The Russian armies would. They
that
get
makes
to Paris.
Perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. I hear music. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 outside.
All right, we're back, Legion. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of September. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.com. And this link to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jeff, the communists are insidious in what they do, how they do it. My friend Dave Hodges, he has a radio show. He writes a lot. His website's thecommonsenseshow.com, thecommonsenseshow.com. He's focused a lot the last few weeks, couple of months, on what he believes to be a clear and present danger of what he's calling a Red Dawn invasion involving the Russians, the Chinese, various South American countries. And he presents evidence in the form of firsthand testimony. I'm aware of some of this evidence privately myself and have been for years, going back to, 20 years ago, of Russian military bases in Mexico, Chinese military bases in Mexico. My friend Command Sergeant Major Page, who's been on this show, he got on a Black Hawk helicopter at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida and rode across the Gulf of Mexico to a Russian military base in Mexico. So they're there. I'm not aware of a massive troop buildup, which is similar to Desert Shield, which took place before Desert Storm. If I become aware of that, then I'll know that we're within 6 months of a real invasion. Do you have any response, sir?
There was a document that leaked out of China here a couple of days ago. The document's been translated into English, and the document refers to getting the Chinese people ready for war, and that they're not ready, they're not psychologically focused properly, and that China is planning several Pearl Harbors against the United States, and it is the main concern is that their people are not going to be with them or ready. The document is disturbing, and I don't know. Have you seen it? Have you heard about it?
I haven't. Can you, if you can forward it to me, Jeff, I'll post it on my website. It sounds like a very disturbing document, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is disturbing. So I will dig that up and pass it along to you. People are going to say that some of these things are forgeries. I don't think it is. I got to think about it, but it's just like when I saw the document, the 2005 document, where which the Epoch Times translated. It was from a Chinese government website. I had a internet expert verify that, and it was a secret talk before a elite communist cadres about a future attack on North America. And you talk about a Red Dawn scenario. He was saying that, you know, they want to take over all of North America. The Chinese are going to get the lower 48 states, is what one defector told me. Russia's going to get Alaska. And this exercise they just did, they were training to invade Alaska. They had forces in the Bering Strait, as I understand it, and this exercise they just did.
They've had a presence there for decades. When I was in the Army Reserve and Special Forces, my team went to Alaska, and we're working with the Alaska National Guard. They're most of them were Eskimos, and they talked about Spetsnaz being in Alaska and actually having chasing these guys. The Spetsnaz in Alaska. Mm-hmm. Now, we're looking at almost 40 years ago when these guys were doing that. So it's nothing new. They've been Spetsnaz, the Russian Special Forces, has been in Alaska for decades, pre-positioning food, pre-positioning ammunition and weapons and communications equipment, medical supplies. Alaska is a vast, vast territory with plenty of places to hide stuff, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes. Well, Alaska is an important territory strategically, particularly for an attack on North America. And that's why the Japanese invaded the Alaskan Islands, the Aleutian Chain, in World War II. What's different about this Russian exercise is they moved their northern fleet to the Pacific, a large segment of it. And it's the largest fleet that the Russians have is their northern fleet. And to combine their Pacific fleet with what is essentially the core of their Atlantic fleet is, that's something I don't recall them having done during the Cold War. And it's an indication to me, you see, if there's going to be a Red Dawn scenario, that is going to be a cross-Pacific invasion, not cross-Atlantic. And they're going to use Mexico, of course, because the Russians and the Chinese are in Mexico. And I think maybe we've talked about Scott Goldbranson's book, The Silent Invasion. Have we talked about that book?
I'm not sure. Let's refresh our memories here.
Yeah. Scott Goldbranson was a reporter with the San Diego paper. I forget the name of that newspaper. Back in the, in the early 2000s, maybe the late 90s too. And he hooked up with a Tijuana policeman who was telling him about the presence of Chinese, Cuban, and Russian special forces in Mexico. And he started getting information on it. And about the port down there, what is it? Is the port below Tijuana, is that Guadalajara?
That sounds right, I'm not sure.
It's operated by the Chinese, and he talked to fishermen down there. And he believed they were offloading weapons there. And because of what the fishermen were telling him, what they were offloading off of Chinese ships into Mexico.
Who's the author of the book, The Silent Invasion?
Scott Goldbranson.
Okay. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Under John's survival and tactical gear, you'll find several hundred items. If John Moore is going to have a yard sale, many of these things would be in the yard sale. It's a great way to supplement what you were preparing for under John's survival and tactical gear. At thelibertyman.com. You need to have strength and agility and be pain-free to perform during a crisis or normal times, as far as that goes. That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. This is my home business. I use mine every night. I've got three Energy Cleaners I use for different purposes and different locations, and it's a great healing device. If you got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you need an Energy Cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep, you also need an Energy Cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind the following. I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the Energy Cleaner. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything's right there at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is there as well. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.com. Jeff, during the break, I was attempting to locate the book, The Silent Invasion, by Branson, and I was not able to find it at Amazon.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, that's too bad. It was in print. Oh, gosh, that book came out maybe, I'm thinking it came out 13 or 14 years ago.
And
maybe it was 15 years ago.
It's The Silent Invasion, not just Silent Invasion?
I looked both ways. Yeah, it's maybe you've got the spelling. I think it's Gulbranson, S-E-N.
S-E-N.
Is how you spell. S-E-N.
Okay.
Yeah, Gulbranson. Oh. So you might check under Scott Gulbranson, because I think I've seen it on Amazon before.
And his first name is Scott.
Scott, yeah. Let me see if I can find it here. I think it is on Amazon. I've got one of those Amazon apps. It's like if you don't spell the name correctly or something's wrong, it's like I've looked for things and they were there all along.
It won't come up. Well, it's not coming up on eBay, but I'll have to get back with Amazon. I don't want to spend an undue amount of time here. One of the things I advocate, Jeff, is situational awareness and being sure that you know what's going on around you at all times. One of the scenarios that's being put forth by Dave Hodges is that there will be massive civil disorder in the United States, which would probably be accompanied by assassinations by various MS-13 and communist agents to cause maximum turmoil prior to any invasion. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, I believe that's part of their plan. That's the way they think. There's a lot of evidence of that. I mean, what Colonel Stanislav Luna, the former GRU officer, told me was that part of this chaos would be created by false flag WMD terror attacks that would be blamed on Muslims. So obviously, if we had a really severe terror attack that caused panic in the country, that would certainly add to the confusion if then people blamed whatever happened on, for example, President Trump. You know, dividing the country into two hostile camps, two hostile ideological camps, is helps to set up a scenario where we're, at each other's throats and not agreeing. I mean, you've got a section of the conspiracy theorists who everything that happens is blamed on the U.S. When 9/11 happened, Alex Jones said it was an inside job.
Right.
So the problem is that if we come under attack and a big section of the population say, oh, it's phony, it's done by our own government, how can even a good president mobilize us to defend ourselves? And so I think that the Russians have had a hand in poisoning the water here of our own national security discussions and concerns. By the way, I just sent you a link to the Gulbranson's book on Amazon.
Okay, outstanding. I appreciate that. I'll put it on my list here. Yeah. Brand, B-R-A-N-D. Okay. Brand. Okay.
Yeah. It's one of those Swedish names, I guess, like mine. So it's the divisions here. I hear people, I think, innocently saying things that they really should think about more carefully. You know, what would an enemy want us to think before we're attacked? And more I'm seeing, both from the left and the right, opinions expressed that are damaging to the U.S. national security, and the people don't even realize it is.
That's right. They don't. They don't. Well, actually, the author here is Scott Gulbranson.
Gulbranson. Yeah.
Gulbranson.
Right.
Well, I appreciate that reference, and I'm going to go ahead and buy a copy before all our listeners jump in there and buy one.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. I interviewed him and a number of times, and I kept up with him. I guess he moved or changed his number a few years back, and I lost track of him. But he caught such grief for writing that book that, like most of us who try to warn the public or talk about these issues, we don't get support from the mainstream media. We get ignored or we get attacked. And that, again, is something very odd, that when people are expressing concerns and have information about potential threats to national security, that nobody wants to really support you.
Right. Right.
That's scary in itself.
It is. It is. We had plenty of warning before December 7th, 1941, that the Japanese intended to attack. And all those warnings were not paid heed to. And we ended up in a war we had no business being in, quite frankly. But if we'd been in a war at all, it should have been after the Germans defeated the Russians. Then that would have been a good time to get in, if we're going to be in it at all. But we had no business being in that war. Here we are in 2018 with clear and present danger. I know that within certain parts of military intelligence, they know what you and I know in much greater detail, don't they, Jeff?
Yeah, there's people that see raw intelligence, and what you hear from people involved in who've been involved in intelligence work is that the higher ups don't want to see certain things.
Right.
There's a kind of atmosphere of denial. You pass up something that's really important, and they don't like it. You're headed down a pike.
I was doing that as a 20-year-old, and that's one. There were a number of reasons I did not go into the CIA. One of the reasons was I knew that I would get my very own cubicle, do excellent work, forward the excellent information and excellent analysis. I was an intelligence analyst, and that it would be ignored for my entire career. There was other reasons, but that was one of the reasons that I decided not to go into the CIA, because of that very fact, Jeff.
Yeah, it's amazing to me the convoluted logic that has reigned at the CIA for so many years, that they want to be fooled. I was reading a quote from James Angleton at the end of his life, done by a journalist. And Angleton told him, he said, what was wrong with the CIA was that the leaders of the CIA, the founding leaders of the CIA were all liars, he said. And he explained that they had some corrupt dealings in World War II, and they were blackmailable by the Russians. And that that for whatever reason there was a kind of corrupt, they all advanced their careers by telling lies and by claiming things that weren't true. And that once you get that culture established in an organization, a culture that does not value the truth, then you have a problem. And that was the CIA from the beginning.
Right, right. And that continues to this day. And I think Donald Trump is aware of that, and he has a healthy distrust of the intelligence agencies for that reason. And they're filled up top to bottom, left to right, with people from decades of appointments that do not have our best national security interests in mind, do they?
No, they don't. The main disappointment I have with President Trump is he hasn't gotten rid of some of the Obama people the way he should have, and replaced so many more people with people who believe the way we do, that believe in the United States and that we're one country and we need to defend ourselves and we need to recognize who our enemies are, the Chinese, the Russians, the communists. And
I agree. Publicly, the public record reflects your concern. I hope that behind the scenes, what we want to happen is actually happening behind the scenes. Jeff, we got a caller on hold here. We got Michael in New York. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate you with the conversation, guys, and taking my call. Jeff, of course, 9/11 was basically an inside job. I mean, the CIA. You had the FBI drop the ball, warnings way ahead of time of something coming, pending. Nobody prepares in any way or apprehends the supposed perpetrators in advance, okay? So, I mean, clearly we're in trouble. Clearly there's an enemy within our government and our country, economic institution that is not into the constitutional republic form of government. They're into communism, and that's why they built up Red China. I mean, Red China would have to swim here 25 years ago to invade us because they didn't have anything but a rickshaw. And now we gave them everything and built them up to be a main enemy. That isn't coincidence, and all those that have done that are getting away with all that treason, giving them the high technology, sending over the scientists to show them how to use the technology, how to develop, manufacture the technology. It's incredible. Okay, we have been being set up for a major war and to lose that war for the last 40 years, ever since Nixon and Bush, through Kissinger and the Rockefeller agenda, opened up Red China to our influence of sending over corporate industry and then letting them with slave labor develop it and build up their military, because that's really all they've done for the most part with the money they've been making. And they hate us the whole time. So, you know, you had that. And then about a month ago when we were talking, and that, you know, they didn't want us to really defeat communism. And, you know, Jeff, I know you're a patriot. I'm not trying to state otherwise. But clearly, they didn't want us to to defeat the communists in Korea or Vietnam. We were never allowed to cross a parallel line to go after him. MacArthur was stopped. That dirtbag traitor Truman fired him because he was going to destroy the communists. But no, couldn't do that. Vietnam, we couldn't fly over or cross over a parallel into North Korea to take them out either. I mean, what is that? What kind of warfare is that? It's a warfare where we're intended to lose. And then you also have
Michael,
you
I think
you don't
you
think that it's possible,
let's have Jeff respond. Go ahead, Jeff.
The explanation for that is that the communists had infiltrated the government, that the Secretary of Defense was a communist agent, that the Deputy Secretary, or then later the Secretary of the Treasury, Harry Dexter White, was a traitor, that a lot of that traitors in high positions in the army were involved in this. And that you don't have to depart from the idea that it's a communist conspiracy to say, look, if 9/11 was an inside job and there's communists inside the government, that's what you mean by it. I mean, we have a KGB defector, Alexander Litvinenko, saying that Putin was behind 9/11. So, and he testified. He told a Polish journalist that he knew that Ayman al-Zawahiri and other top leaders of al-Qaeda were trained in Russia in 1996. And Litvinenko was famously poisoned by polonium by the Russians in London for saying that. So don't you suppose it's possible that it's the communists, really? I mean, isn't that the explanation?
Well, again, Jeff, for sure, anything is possible because we don't know what really went down in 9/11. All we do know is that there were explosives in advance in those buildings to take them down in a professional demolition manner, especially building number 7, which was never hit by any plane. So, sure, all those scenarios are possible, and that's why, and I agree, Trump's got to do something here. The Silent Invasion book, heck, if anything, I've been saying it for 15, 20 years at least now, is the Silent Invasion is wide open borders and these people just flooding us as a silent invasion. And they're going to, you know, they're going to destroy us simply by displacing us with a population of people that have nothing in common with our European Christian culture heritage, especially the founding of this nation, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, the whole Revolutionary War scenario. They don't know squat about that, nor do they care. And so there's your silent invasion for sure, just that tactic alone. And then again, I mentioned a long time ago, Rolls-Royce jet engine, the Russians, the Soviets never could get that after World War II, so the British gave it to them from England when they were playing billiards together. They showed that right on the History Channel, which was stunning to see that, just prior to the Korean War, so there could be a Korean War. So, yes, there's all kinds of enemies of communism throughout our infrastructure in our country, and we got to root them all out before it is too late.
Okay, Michael, yeah. Thank you. We appreciate the call. Any follow-up on that, Jeff?
Well, I think that it's important to correctly identify the real cause.
It is. It is. We'll make that identification when we get back from the break. Stay tuned.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of September. Jeff, let's go ahead and get the identification out that you wanted to before the break.
Well, yeah. I think the important thing to ask is, you know, there's an old Latin expression, cui bono, which means who benefits. And when we look at all of these conspiracy theories, if we look at the facts, of 9/11 or, you know, preparations for a silent invasion, China getting nuclear, more advanced weapons, getting a blue water navy, us building up the Soviet Union. Look, those are weapons that would destroy our cities and annihilate our country and kill our people by the millions. Now, who benefits? Not American capitalists, who would be among the victims, not rich people in the United States or Britain. Who would benefit is the communist elites of China and Russia, who would then rule the world. So if you really want to properly analyze and identify who the real enemy is, look at every one of these things, from feminism to gay marriage to all of these things that are benefiting Russia and China, and you see that if you ask cui bono, it's the Russians and Chinese who are benefiting, and the communists. So that's pretty clear, I think, if you really do the work, do your homework, and do the analysis.
Okay. Well, I encourage people to do their homework, do their analysis, so that they can reach the correct conclusion. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, they should. They should do it. Don't just believe me. Just take a look at the facts.
Absolutely. Well, I encourage that. I've always encouraged that people do their own independent research. Don't just take my word for it. Do their own independent research and reach their own independent conclusions. Right, Jeff?
Yes, that's right. That's what makes us a republic.
It is. It is. Well, we're on here every week issuing warnings and encouraging people and helping people and hoping that they will do their independent research, aren't we, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right. And if you have the right tools, if you're able to come at this with a, you know, careful thought, you will begin to see the pattern, begin to see how it works. And we are dealing with a new religion, which is what communism/socialism is. It's fanatical, it wants to control the world, and it wants to remake the world in its image. And when you get to see these people, if you hang out with the left at all, if you've ever had friends who were on the left, you begin to see what it is they're saying, what it is they believe, you will then start to connect it up and go, aha, I see, okay, that's what they're doing. And it isn't just that the Russians are communists. We have communists right here. America is a place where there are communists. And they just don't happen to have open, absolute control. They have partial control because they can pretend to be Democrats or Republicans, and they can enter the government. Because if they said who they were, immediately the people would reject them. So that's why this has evolved the way it has.
That's right. That's right. Jeff, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Thank you, John.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your gun. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.